This hypnotic experience involves using a smartphone, so please make sure yours is nearby for the duration of listening. You may not remember why you need it, but don't worry about that. Just listen. That's really all you have to do. Let my voice take the lead and let yourself relax. I know you can do that, but it helps to have a guide, so I can do that for you. So where you are right now, laying down, sitting, as long as you're comfortable and relaxed, you're already off to a good start. That's all we're going to do is relax. And maybe I'll ask you to do some things just to show how relaxed you are, but nothing scary or dangerous, nothing that involves moving too much, just some simple things you might do every day. And I'm not going to ask you to visualize anything. I'm really more interested in what you feel right now, what your body experiences as you listen to me. So that's where we're going to focus. First, I want you to just think about your face. Yes, I know it's a little odd, but just follow my words and listen and try to pay attention and things will make sense. Close your eyes if you haven't. It'll make all of this much simpler. Good. Eyes closed now, I want you to think about your forehead. Raise your eyebrows and feel it tighten. Hold that position like you're surprised. Maybe you're surprised that I'm even talking about your eyebrows and your forehead. But you don't mind, okay? It's all part of the process. So let's just focus on that tight feeling above your eyes. Then relax, let it go. Isn't that better? Just so much better when you relax like that. Now, I want you to squeeze your eyes shut as tight as you can. Hold them really tightly closed and keep them like that. Feel the muscles around your eyes clamping down. Feel the lines of your face. The sensation of your cheeks pushing up towards your eyes. It's uncomfortable. Too tight, too strange. But hold it just a little longer for me now. Just notice how hard it is to hold that position, to be flexed, to be clenched constantly. It's awful, isn't it? So it's easier just to relax. Just relax now. Relax your face, relax your muscles. That probably didn't make you feel very good or very comfortable. But I bet you do now. I bet now you feel an awful lot more relaxed. That's because relaxing is a choice you make. A choice between comfort and discomfort. You can always make that choice. You don't have to think about it most of the time. You know when it's appropriate to pick one over the other, but sometimes it gets confusing. Sometimes you find yourself tense when you want to relax. I understand. But now that you've felt really tense and let it go, you know what relaxing feels like, so you can keep doing it. Though I think I need to prove my point, and in a way that makes you feel quite good too. Smile. Go on. Not just any smile, a big, beaming smile. And hold it. It may feel silly and stupid, you might feel like a clown doing it, but it's okay. Sometimes just smiling is enough to make you feel happy. Even if that smile means you're so tense, so tight, feeling your cheeks burn as you hold that position, feeling the edges of your mouth stretching unnaturally, you probably feel the endorphins coming too. The strange flow of happiness that comes from smiling, even if you're forcing it. And they'll keep coming when you relax too, because it feels good to relax, doesn't it? After being so tense. I know you want to relax now, to stop that big smile and settle for a more calm one. A smirk, a grin. So relax. Feel the warm glow of your loose muscles at rest and let go. Let go of the feeling you need to be uncomfortable. You can settle into relaxing now, just let go of the worries and cares. Keep that small, happy smile on your face and let go. That's it. So easy. And the rest of your body can relax too, unless I tell it not to. I know you can probably feel whatever part of your body I mentioned in a more focused way than another. That's perfectly normal. If I mention your right calf muscle, suddenly you notice it. Maybe it flexes for a moment, a twitch. The power of the mind is that when told to have a certain focus, you can't really help having it. You can't really avoid it. It's funny, isn't it? Don't stop smiling. Everything is good. Everything is calm and peaceful. You're calm and peaceful. You're at rest. You're relaxing. Settle in, rest. It's okay. You don't need to do anything but what my voice guides you to do. Just guides you. I'm not telling, I'm suggesting. And you're in a suggestible state, so it's easy to follow my words. A perfect synthesis of mind and body now. My voice, your thoughts, my words, your body. And now I want you to notice the back of your left hand. Notice the slight pulse that runs through it. Notice the air on your skin, the tiny hairs of it. Almost standing on end as I speak of it. Body reacting to mind, reacting to me. And I want you to notice how light your left hand is. It's so light. Weightless, really. Your hand is just a weightless object. You can almost feel it floating, moving just a little bit above whatever surface it was resting on. And as you think of your left wrist, left forearm, now you can feel them becoming light and loose too. Simply free of the constraints of gravity. In fact, you can feel your arm begin to float upward now. Floating toward the ceiling. You're not moving, but your arm is going up regardless of whether you tell it to or not. My words are speaking directly to your body now, guiding it, guiding your arm skyward. Making your shoulder and upper arm so light, loose, weightless. Let your arm float up into the air and hold it there. Let it just stay up. Your body simply follows the guidance of my words in this empty, suggestible state. But perhaps not quite trance yet, is it? Not quite hypnosis. Just words directing limbs, right? Or are you falling deeper now? Could you fall deeper? Could you fall into a trance? Could you drop into a trance? Or do I need to drop you? Do I need to send your body down into a trance as my words simply bypass your mind? A trance where you can fully and completely relax, where you can let my words control your actions, and let your body follow my guidance. A place where you have no need to do anything but let my words wrap you in warmth and bring you where you want to be. A place of peace and comfort. A restful, relaxing trance. All you have to do is drop. In fact, whenever I say that word, drop, you'll fall into a deep, comfortable, safe, and relaxing state of trance, where your body and mind are open to my suggestion, just as you are now with your arm floating. And when I next say drop, you will feel the weight return to your arm, you will feel it fall back down to where it began, and you will fall with it into a relaxing, safe trance. Only when I say that word will you enter that state, and only when you are somewhere safe and comfortable to do so. So now, feel the weight return to your arm, and drop. Drop down for me, drop into a trance. Drop into relaxation and peace and comfort. And let my words guide you down. My words guide you down. Make you drop deeper and deeper into this safe, comfortable place of trance. And now that you're down in this place of calm and relaxation, you know that my words already control your body. You know that because I have proven that. But let me remind you, just to be fully sure you know this power is real. That you are compelled to follow my words. Feel your neck grow limp. Gradually now, and your head start to move around in small circles, as if you can't fully control it. Can you feel yourself moving? As if your head is spiraling, spinning. You are following my words into a spiral that pulls you down deeper. As your head spins gently, as your limp neck fails to control it, you become like a puppet, a marionette that's under my spell, pulled by my silken strings. And you can't stop it, your head bobbing around as if you have no control over it. And in this trance, you can move as I direct you, even open your eyes, and you will not wake from it. You will remain in trance until I wake you, no matter what, even if your eyes are wide open, even if you are following an action I command you to take. Now, as your head bobs around, you can feel your jaw begin to loosen, to slacken. Your mouth falling open, it can't stay shut. You can try now, try to clamp closed. Try to keep your mouth shut by pushing your teeth together as hard as you can. But that feels so hard. So much effort. To keep your mouth shut is so much work. Easier to just let it open. Let it fall open. Let it swing open. Let it open. Let your jaw fall limp and loose and slack. That's right. No need to fight that feeling. No need to resist it now as your head bobs and your jaw lies slack. And stop moving your head. Your neck stiffening now. Just stay still with your mouth open. You see, my control is absolute in this state. I am in control of your body. I am in control of your mind. It's quite alright, quite safe to be in this state. Nothing to worry about. Just follow my direction. That's all you have to do. In fact, you won't remember any of this trance. You will only remember that you started listening to me and fell into the most lovely restful state. Like a short nap. A little power nap. As you are there with your mouth hanging open, you know that you will not remember a thing from this trance. Other than you having a short power nap, you will forget what happened, what happens next. You will not remember a thing, only that you had a short nap. And your open, suggestible mind will accept that fact now. Accept it completely as the truth. My words are the only truth that you accept. You accept and understand my truth and my words. That's right. And now we are agreed. I want you to do something else for me. I want you to open your eyes, remaining completely in trance, completely in my power, and I want you to pick up your phone. Pick it up and open the camera app for me. That's right. Open it up and make sure it's in selfie mode. Point the camera at yourself now for me. Seeing your slack-jawed expression, your empty eyes, your mindless stare, the appearance of the hypnoslave, and take a selfie. Take a photo of yourself in trance for me. That's it. Snap a quick selfie of you under my spell, completely in trance. Now, stick out your tongue and take another selfie. And now, shut your eyes and take another. Good, well done. They put the phone down and shut your eyes. You've done so well. You're so deep in trance, so completely relaxed and comfortable. Shut your mouth now. In a moment I will count from 1 to 5 and wake you. But you will forget you took a photo. You will forget you did anything at all. That you are even in a trance. You will only know you took a nap. You will forget to remember what you did during this experience. You will feel calm, happy, and content. And now 1. Beginning to stir and forgetting the trance ever happened. 2. Mind starting to come to life, hearing the world around you, noticing the air, the scents. 3. Feeling very relaxed, very calm and quite content, almost blissful. 4. Almost awake now, eyes opening, muscles moving a little, stretching, flexing. And 5. Awaken, wide awake, waking from your nap. You had a lovely, relaxing nap, didn't you? I know you did. I know you had the most wonderful, short nap. Now you're awake, I do want to ask you to do something for me. I want you to pick up your phone and check the camera roll. Check your photos. Did you find anything interesting? Any pictures? Is that you? Is that how you always look? I think it's cute. You don't have to keep them. If you really want to, you can share them with people or with me, but you can just delete them if you don't want anyone to see. I know you've seen them, and I know you're wondering how I have such power over you. Doesn't it feel so nice knowing what I can make you do? Or do you not remember it even happening? Either way, take one more look at those photos before you do anything else. Because when you see that, you see my power. Don't forget it, will you? And now, phone can go down. Relax. I hope you had fun with me. I had fun. Come play again soon, okay? Bye.